Hello, my name is Beatrice.
Hello, my name is Gabby.
Hello, my name is Thomas.
Today we will be talking about how addiction to prescription drugs can be a lifetime of trials and obstacles. According to a report from the official CDC website, over 70,000 people died of a drug overdose, with 68% of those being from opioids or prescription drug abuse. 20% of high schoolers have admitted to abusing a drug. ODC, over-the-counter drugs, are frequently abused. Prescription drugs are usually safer than illegal drugs. Medicine prescribed by a doctor are only meant for the person they are prescribed to. College-age kids are more likely to become addicted to drugs because they are more available and the kids are more likely to experience them. It was estimated that in 2017, 18 million people have misused prescription drugs intentionally at least once in the past. Many people believe that people addicted to drugs cannot be saved from any possible overdoses, but that is untrue. The CDC states that you should talk to your doctor if you are prescribed any medication and feel worried about possible side effects and addiction risk. The FDA has approved a drug called naloxone, which can reverse the overdose with no addiction potential. It can be helpful if administered in time. It was reported that over 26,000 overdoses have been reversed from this medicine. Here are two drugs that are common and have affected people.
The pros and cons of antidepressants can cause persistent feelings of sadness and loss of interest in activities. It affects how a teen thinks and behaves and can negatively impact school, family, and social functioning. Approximately 3 million American adolescents, ages 12 to 17, had at least one major depressive episode in 2015. This number represented 12.5% of the adolescent population. The pros of prescription drugs can be very significant. For example, ADHD medicine can help release dopamine into the brain, which can neutralize hyperactivity and increase focus and attention to the task at hand. Depression is caused by low amounts of serotonin, which can cause an imbalance of chemicals in the brain. SSRIs can help release serotonin into the brain to increase your mood and brain health. The benefits of prescription drugs far outweigh the downsides, but those downsides can increase by abusing these drugs. For example, women who take metformin for diabetes have a reduced risk of breast cancer by 25%. Vaccines can fight against illnesses like the flu, measles, and mono. Prescribed drugs work faster than herbal medicines. All kinds of prescription drugs can stop certain conditions before forming. Some drugs can mimic and stabilize the human body. Xanax is one of the most abused prescription drugs in the country. It takes about 6 to 12 hours to leave your system. There are several ways this drug can be abused: taking more than you're supposed to, injecting it, snorting it, taking it via blotter paper, or taking it with other drugs and alcohol. If you would like to know what the symptoms are of a Xanax overdose, please keep listening. Confusion, slowed heart rate, extreme drowsiness, difficulty breathing, fainting, loss of balance, muscle weakness, and a coma. Xanax can also increase the risk of dementia and seizures in the elderly from being abused when younger. Many doctors have stopped prescribing it due to its risk.
In conclusion, the point of this podcast is to talk about any pros and cons of prescription drugs that have affected people in different ways, and also examples of a common drug that have affected many people. People should be very careful with the kind of drugs they are putting into their body and should do their own research, as well as asking their physician about the specific drug.